Chicago. This is your morning routine.
Listen, respect my name.
Cap and J-Hood.
That's right. That's right. We're bad.
Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. Stream the show on the ESPN Chicago app and on FM 100.3 HD2 and on ESPN 1000 Chicago. Now. David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood.
Good morning, everyone.
Bring them out. Bring them out. Woo! Bring them out. 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 Bring them out.
Woo! Oh, God. Welcome in to the Cap and J-Hood Morning Show on ESPN 1000. And we're streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. With David Kaplan, Jonathan Hood with you. We got Shay. We got Jay Moore. We got you for a three-hour ride here on this Deal Breakers Thursday with open phone lines for you at 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is the telephone number. Good morning, Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN1000 Chicago, brought to you by Woodford Reserve. Thanks for watching the show and all the shows here on ESPN Chicago. And Cap, before we get to Shot or No Shot 8 o'clock, I just want to give my deepest condolences to your family. I know it was a very difficult time for you and your family yesterday. You know, you had to leave the show an hour early because of the funeral. So my condolences from my family to yours.
Thank you, Hoodie. It was my brother and sister-in-law. My sister-in-law's mother passed away. So the funeral was at 10 out in the suburbs, the West Burbs. So I left here, was amused listening to you in the car.
My condolences.
On the way there. Thank you. Yep. Appreciate it.
Absolutely.
So I get to the funeral, and it's at a Jewish cemetery.
Jewish cemetery, yes.
Shalom Memorial.
Yeah, of course.
Yes. Yeah. I get there. I meet my wife, my Greek wife. We're in there in the Jewish cemetery.
Because as opposed to your Catholic wife.
Correct.
Yeah, but my condolences, please.
And we pull up. I pull up behind her. She comes from her job. I come from mine. We walk out. There's a nice turnout. Nice support. Which surprised me. I didn't think there would be as big a turnout.
Cap.
Yeah.
It's a funeral, not a Sox game. We turnout. How many tickets sold?
Good crowd.
Good crowd on hand for the funeral.
Right.
The pitch.
So it was.
They had one of those ushers at the front door clicking while people walked in.
So
good crowd on hand.
It's a graveside outdoor service.
Oh, graveside.
Yeah. And so weird to look and go, wow, there's a hole in the ground. I mean, like, we're all going to end up somewhere someday.
That surprised you, the hole in the ground? Or?
No, it's just, it's, you know.
Huh?
You just look at it and go, God, I hope I'm 40 years from that point. Anyway, I get there. I see a guy in a suit and tie talking to my sister-in-law, who I adore, Wendy's stepbrother.
Mm-hmm.
They're talking. He's in a suit. And I'm like, he must be the rabbi doing the service.
Mm-hmm.
And then I look again and I say to my wife, that's a priest.
Hmm.
He's got the whole uniform on, everything.
What did you say, the uniform?
Yes.
What did it say, cub on it? Uniform. The vestments with the collar, is that what you mean?
Yes.
The uniform.
Yeah, the priest's uniform.
Was he a colonel? He's got the uniform on.
Okay. Yes.
Please go right ahead.
I said, and he's standing there kind of looking around by himself. I'm thinking, are we in the right place? Yeah, there's my brother. Jewish cemetery. Priest. So I walk up to him. Father, you in the right place? Yes. Really, are you performing here today?
Performing?
You know what I mean.
Cap! It's not a performance.
It is.
No, it's not a performance. No, it's not. He's not on stage.
So no, he said...
He's not in the airy crown. This is something different here. What do you mean?
So he said, and my wife is mortified. She's standing there like, I told you he must have a role here.
Role? What is, these words are just wrong. Every one of these words are just, it does, no. He's not performing. It's not a role. What is, do you think that these people up here are presiding over a funeral just there? Hi, everybody. Hey, what's going on? Listen, this person's dead. Let me tell you what's going on here. He's swaying back and forth. What, it's not a dance.
So, I said,
what's the matter with you?
Okay.
Roll.
I said, do you have a roll here?
Oh, my God.
And he said, no. Who are you? I said, that's my brother. His wife is the daughter of the woman that passed away, Barbara. And he said, oh, well, her stepbrother, Alan, I was his college roommate. Room must have been a barrel of laughs. Mm-hmm. But I said, so you're just here supporting Alan. Very, very nice of you, father. Why do you have to be in the uniform then? Are you guys never out of...
Again,
out of what your traditional garb is.
You just can't get out of the sports mode, can you?
No.
Hey, you're in the uniform. What's with the uniform?
So
I'm just saying.
I said, do you guys ever just dress casually?
Oh, my God. A man of the cloth. What are you doing? What is the matter with you?
My wife's like, great to meet you, father. And she's pulling on my arm.
Ushering you off.
Right.
Because you're terrible.
So
you embarrass Mindy.
So we walk away.
God.
We're standing off to the side, kind of a little toward the back. I help one relative who's got a walker. Because she doesn't want to trip on the grass where the walker going. To the gravesite.
Tennis
help her?
Tennis balls on that walker?
Or? There actually were.
Okay. She's going to fall in. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Thank you, David.
Mindy
no,
said,
oh, God! No!
Mindy said, why don't you help Cousin Deb? She's having back surgery. She's got a walker here. Why don't you help her up? Yeah, I got it, man. I'm good. And then the father, the priest, he gets up and starts speaking.
Hmm.
He stole the lines from Footloose.
What do you mean he stole the lines from Footloose?
I had the program.
What do you mean?
I had the program. The prayers.
Yeah.
The song they're going to sing.
Can't tell a priest about the program. Yeah.
Right.
Uh-huh.
And he gets up there. I'd like to say a few words. There's a time to laugh and a time to cry, and there is a time to this, and there's a, and yes, there is a time to dance. I'm like, that's from Footloose.
David, please.
Pretty much what made me sad.
Please, keep it down. Please. Oh, my God.
Yeah. And it was brief, but it was the complete line. You can find it, Jay Moore. Footloose, when Kevin Bacon's talking to the town council. Reverend Shaw, there is a time to dance. Okay. So he got done. He walked back. I walked up to him. Father, beautifully done. Where'd you get that line?
Oh, my God. Why can't you just leave him alone? Oh, my God. And he said?
That's in the Bible.
Oh.
Oh, I don't read that side of the book, Father, but...
Yeah. Yeah.
Appreciate it. Had a nice chat with the man. Very nice guy. Very nice guy.
Yeah. You don't read that side of the book, you told him.
Right.
Yeah. What side is that, Cap, by the way?
The new part.
Oh, the New Testament. I see.
So, it was an interesting experience. Interesting.
Footloose, was that playing in the background while the...
Right. They were burning books down at the other end. Yeah. And... you have to throw dirt in there. Yes, we'd like everyone to throw dirt into the grave. That was a little different. I didn't plan on that.
Did you pick up a shovel? Or?
I did.
Uh-huh.
They have like a little, not a spatula, a little scooper, a little scoop. And it's two buckets of dirt. You line up and you get up. And then they make you do it three times.
Hmm.
Because the first one could just be, you got lucky. The second one, coincidence. Three times? Okay. The dirt was meant to be there. Yeah. You're scooping it in there. It's like,
Let me ask you a question. Again, so they didn't have like the full shovels. They just gave you like the things that you do a planter with, right?
Correct. They had the full shovels for the workers who were off to the side.
And you weren't going to do that.
No, they wouldn't let you touch that stuff.
Oh.
The workers lowered the casket into the ground.
Uh-huh.
And then you come up, like the kids of the woman who passed away, like my sister-in-law. They do the scoops, and then they ask everyone else that was there to throw three little shovelfuls or scoopers of dirt.
So help barrier.
Correct.
Uh-huh.
And then the help, the workers.
Uh-huh. The help.
The guys that work there, they finish the process.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So again, so the way you laid this out, you embarrassed Mindy.
I just say things that people are unwilling to say.
Well, I think, again, there's like, also time.
Jewish cemetery, priest in his uniform.
That's fine, but, poor Mindy. Having to deal with you, she's having to usher you off. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Padre. We appreciate it. Thank you. Hey, Padre, let me ask you a question. You're in the right spot? You made him feel uncomfortable.
I said it nicely.
It's like me in Southern Indiana. You made him feel uncomfortable. Cap! Why'd you do that? You in the right place?
Well, yes, I'm a friend of the family.
Oh, well, you got the collar and the whole outfit on, the old gimmick. Let me ask you a question. You ever wear regular clothes, Padre? What? Cap! You can't say things like that.
Why?
That's not right.
I ask the questions people don't have the balls to ask.
No, it's not about, but in that's.
And they want to know.
There's no testosterone, there's no balls.
Like if I asked.
No balls.
If I invited a priest who became a friend of mine, if I became a good friend with a. I was good friends with a priest who worked in New York. He died. But if I invited him to go to a Bulls game with me, does he go in the uniform or...
Stop calling it the uniform, for God's sakes!
Or...
No!
Does he go, it's casual night out. I'm going to wear nice clothes.
Casual night out?
Yes!
You know what?
Is he on call 24/7?
And to top it off, where did you get the speech from?
Yeah, exactly. Ask him. Hey, Padre! That reminds me of a movie I saw.
Right.
Did you get it from Footloose?
No, they got it from the book I got it from.
Do you believe him?
Not sure.
You're not sure. So now you're going to doubt the guy in the uniform. Hey, Padre, let me ask you a question. You from around here? You in the right spot? Catholics. Down the road a piece.
Well, I didn't want him to be in the... Because he was standing there at the start by himself, kind of looking around betwixt and between. And I'm thinking,
you're helping him.
There's an adjoining, a sister cemetery adjoining this one.
You say a sister, what'd you call it?
A sister cemetery.
That's not, don't think that's right either.
That is.
I just give up.
Hold on a second.
That's not
what would you call it?
Is that a sister station?
There's another cemetery next door, like adjoining, but it's not a Jewish one.
Was it? What is it?
It's a non-Jewish one.
Oh, non-Jewish one, okay.
Or non-sectarian. Anyone could be buried there. Uh-huh. This cemetery, you got to be Jewish.
And you're asking him, is he in the right place?
I didn't want him to miss a funeral at the other place. There's little canopies all over the place. There are a lot of people being buried yesterday now. Let me tell you. I couldn't believe it.
Hey, Padre, you sure in the right place? This is a Jewish cemetery, pal. Hey, Padre. Come on, man. Leave him alone. And you talk about, I've got the balls. There's no balls at a funeral. There's no testosterone. I'm going to go up to him and I'm going to ask him. Hey, pal, you ever dress down? Get out of the uniform sometimes when you go out for dinner? Uniform! Oh, man.
Oh, my
All right.
Goodness.
You know, well, let's open the phone lines here for the Padre. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. Did Cap commit a foul by going up to the priest and asking those questions? Did he commit a foul? Why can't you just tone it down? Just
just, I mean, a funeral, solemn, quiet. Thank you. Thank you for your condolences. Hey, Padre! Here I go! Reach out! Hey, priest, hold my phone. Sideways, please. Here we go! Birds chirping! There we go, the wind! Birds, you ready? Here we go! 3, 2, welcome to the recap! I'm David Kapp. David, please! Please! Don't take 3 minutes. She's not getting up. Here we go! You can't do that, Cap. Just dial it down! Cap! The uniform.
Well, what do you call it?
I said vestments. You know, it's not a uniform. It's not like, you know, not the Cubs Connect. It's not that. Uniform.
Kind of is.
It's not sports.
It's
he's in a business. He's a man of the cloth. Leave him alone.
People working at Chick-fil-A. What are they wearing? They don't show up just in anything.
Yeah, I understand.
Wear a uniform. They go to work.
It's just,
he's going to work.
I just
wanted to make sure there wasn't a Catholic funeral going on. They're like, where's our priest?
He's over on the Jewish side. He got lost.
On the Jewish side.
That's what it is.
Oh, would you stop it? 312-332-ESPN. 332-3776 is our phone number. Did Cap commit a foul by going up to the priest? We will get to that. Shot or no shot at 8 o'clock. Cap and Jay Hood, weekday mornings at 7.
If you miss something, get the podcast on the ESPN Chicago app. Cap and Jay Hood are back on Chicago's home for sports. ESPN Chicago.
It's the Cap and Jay Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000, and we're streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. Also on YouTube, youtube.com. Go to the ESPN 1000 Chicago channel for YouTube. Hit that subscribe button. That way you can watch all the shows and also catch all the interviews you might have missed on youtube.com, ESPN 1000 Chicago.
By the way, Google says, yes, priests wear uniforms.
No.
Clerical clothing is sometimes worn under vestments.
Well,
sometimes as the everyday clothing or streetwear of a priest, it can be similar to the habit of a monk or nun.
Well, he's going to put his name and number on the back.
Of course. Exactly. And again, it just that comment right there goes to show everybody that you don't listen to me.
24 O'Flaherty. Yeah. Now in it, priest.
Yeah, exactly. Here's O'Flaherty. He's due. He's 0-for-3. The pitch.
Fouled away.
Now, as I told you, vestments. Just told you that. First segment.
You did.
Vestments.
Correct.
But not, no, it's not, they don't.
They also wear cassocks. That's a long garment worn by Roman Catholic priests. He had a black suit on, like the Blues Brothers type.
Oh, my God.
What?
Like the Blues Brothers.
Well,
did he have white socks, too, and a little Dobbs hat? Did he have that, too?
No hat.
Doing a little dance?
No hat.
On top of a cop car? Was he doing that? 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our phone number. Did Cap commit a foul by going up to the priest? And again, there's a time for all of this, but again, they're just, I mean, they're just going after the, hey, Padre, hold my phone. Here we go. I'm upset about the Cubs and Nationals. Hold it steady, Padre. God's sakes. What? Inappropriate. Let's go to the phone lines and talk to you. Giovanni is in Central Indiana listening on the ESPN Chicago app. Good morning, Gio.
Good morning, boys.
What's up, Gio?
Hey.
Hey, so I got a brother who's a Catholic priest, and Cappy took some of my thunder with the Google search there. I was going to ask you, was the Padre in the full regalia, which is the cassock, which is worn by Roman Catholic priests, but that's usually reserved for, like, church ceremonies, wedding ceremonies, things like that.
Yeah, if no cassock.
No cassock. So if he's just in his clerical suit, and it's specifically called a clerical suit because they have to wear a special shirt that shows the collar, that would be similar to a police officer who wears his dress blues to somebody's funeral. I mean, he was not out of line. You weren't out of line to ask. My brother probably gets it in airports 35 times a, you know, when he's flying through airports and stuff, he gets it all the time, whether it's TSA or people on the flight.
So let me ask you a question. Does your brother ever wear casual clothes, like a pair of jeans and a T-shirt?
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Certainly, yes. So when it's called incognito for them, and it's like if we go to a bowling alley or something like that, or we're going to go to a restaurant to maybe watch a Bears game or something, he'll be incognito because they don't want to send the poor message or scandalize somebody that maybe a priest had a beer, you know, something
right.
like that.
Who's the guy drinking over there in the vestments?
I've seen priests
Thanks,
do that.
Giovanni.
Tough Sundays sometimes.
Yeah.
Need a little something extra more than just the wine that they pour.
Yeah.
312-332-ESPN is our phone number. Listening on the ESPN Chicago app, Fort Worth, Texas. Here's Matt on ESPN 1000. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, gentlemen. Great segment this morning. Hey, Cap, when you said you don't read that side of the Bible, can you be a little more specific? Did you say the New Testament?
Correct. I'm Jewish, and I'm not super religious, but I am a little familiar with the Old Testament. My wife is not Jewish. She is more familiar with both sides.
Okay. Well, that part comes from the Old Testament, sir. So, Ecclesiastes, to be a little bit more specific. So you might want to toot it up a little bit before they dig your hole.
Thank you very much, Matt, for
yeah,
the phone
thanks,
call.
Matt.
Thank you very much.
Debbie Downer.
Thank you very much. We got $5 in the coffers for you for Bible study this morning.
Bernie's book bank. That's a fine, Kaplan.
Oh, my God.
What I do?
Welcome to Bible school, pal.
Wow.
Aaron, never mind about the great conversation. Let me just tell you exactly where it is in the Bible. Well, thanks very much for that, pal.
From the oldest of times, people danced for a number of reasons. They danced in prayer, or so that their crops would be plentiful, or so their hunt would be good.
What did David do? What did David do? David danced before the Lord with all his might.
Leaping and dancing.
Hey, that's from Footloose! David, please, keep it down!
What happened?
I'm just telling you! He's quoted from a crazy movie. You ever see that? Hey, you ever see that? You ever see that movie? David, please. Anyway, go ahead. Interrupting. Kek and Key, here is Aaron on ESPN 1000. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, gentlemen.
What's up?
I believe Cap is a man, Karen. And I don't know what the proper term for that, but he's all up in everybody's business. So perhaps a Darren or something along those lines.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate it, Aaron. So for people just getting in the car, what is he talking
about? Mm-hmm.
My sister-in-law lost her mom, so she was buried yesterday.
My condolences.
She died on Tuesday, buried on Wednesday.
Huh?
We know how to move on with our grief and our side. And so
what does that mean?
You said in your faith that you would the body would lay cold for a week.
Well, I'm just too
until weird. They drove up from wherever.
Well, yeah, they're backed up at Leech's. You know, so, I mean, that's why. Can't get a room. It's very difficult there. You got to wait a couple weeks. And you got to wait for grandma and uncle and nephew to drive up from Mississippi. That takes a couple days, you know.
Right.
You got to make sure you got them Stacey Adams, man.
You got to get a new suit.
Yeah, in our faith, I believe it's 48 hours you're supposed to be interred. And
she's what?
When you're buried, I believe it's called interred.
Interred.
Yes. And the rabbi wasn't available today.
Uh-huh.
So they buried her yesterday. Well, I got to the funeral. It's graveside. It's outside.
Graveside.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
unbelievable term.
I see a gentleman talking to my sister-in-law, Wendy, who I adore, to her stepbrother. And I think, it must be his rabbi doing the funeral. I don't know the guy, but he just had the rabbi look. He's in a suit. They don't have a uniform. So I see a priest off to the side with the collar, the whole deal. Black suit. Wendy, he might be lost.
Yeah.
Standing there, he's looking around quizzically. So I walked up to him. So he found you in the right place.
That's uncomfortable.
Turned out he roomed with my sister-in-law's stepbrother in college. He was there in support. I asked him when you guys go out, are you working today?
No one asked you to.
He said, I'm not.
Just get out of the way.
I'm not. I'm just here to support Alan.
Yeah.
And I said, we stay in the uniform the whole time, huh?
Unbelievable. We stay in the uniform the entire time. Just uncomfortable questions. Inappropriate in that spot.
It's not. I ask questions that people want to know the answer to.
What people? You.
Well, I think there are people in their car right now.
No. At the time. No.
That's a great question.
No, at the time, Cap.
And we had our caller just call from Indiana.
Yeah.
Who said, yeah, we go out and have a few beers and watch the Bears game. He goes incognito because he's a priest.
It's unbelievable.
Smart decision.
That's fine. You said people want to know. There was no people. Just you. You're the one peppering that guy with questions in a very inappropriate spot.
And then he ended up speaking anyway. May I say a few words? You're not working today.
Like, and the man has no right to speak because, hey, you're not working. You're not on the clock. It ain't Sunday.
See you in the program. And he quoted.
Oh, my God.
And he quoted Footloose. That's the best you got, huh?
Hold on, hon.
From the oldest of times.
All right, shut him down.
There you go. That was what he did.
Hold on here.
I'm like,
hold on.
Dude, you got to be in your 50s. You got to have better material than that.
Hun, hang on a second.
For a grieving family. Rather than quoting Footloose.
Cap's mad that it was boilerplate.
All his might.
Oh, my God. Yeah, a grieving family. Everyone grieving except you. Hang on. This guy's not in the program. What's he speaking for? You're not even Jewish. Get up.
I said to Mindy.
Oh, but poor Mindy.
Why is he speaking?
That should be me up there. Want to say a few words? Cubs should have played better against the Nationals. That's a team that's not very good. Take that. And let me tell you something about Jerry as well. Mr. Reinsdorf. Good man. Good man. But should sell the team if he's not willing to spend money. And this whole thing with the Bulls. Carter Shovers. Eversley. They're no good. Nothing's happening over there. But Jed, that's my friend. Things are good working over there. How much money they spent? Over $300 million. Yeah, how about that? I'm just telling you. Things have got to change over there on the south side. My friend, Jonathan Hood, ESPN 1000, by the way, every morning at 7. Put it in your phone. Why are you looking shocked, lady? Anyway, Cap and Jay Hood, we talk about it all the time. That Sox team isn't any good. Things have to change. What are you looking at, Padre? You don't watch sports? Get some love in your life. Oh, sorry.
Tune in.
You miss. You can give a eulogy to Secretariat. Can you give a few words?
Apparently Rick Hahn was there as well. In closing, let me just say, where's my organ? Where did he go? Organ! As I was saying, Captain Jay Hood, and don't forget the recap on YouTube. If you want more of my sermon, rest in peace. Take that. So long, everybody. From Chicago.
More of your calls coming up. Oh, my God.
312-332-ESP is our phone number.
Wow.
We'll get more of your phone calls in. And why is showboating such a trigger in baseball? We'll explain that next. Captain Jay Hood, weekday mornings at 7.
Here's today's headline with Captain Jay Hood.
Good morning, Chicago. The Cubs lost last night to Washington by the score of 2-1. They fall to 15-15 on the season. Jameson Taillon starting today in the rubber match at 12:05. The White Sox got their first series win of the season yesterday with a 6-4 victory against the Minnesota Twins. The Sox have won 3 straight. Look for the series sweep today at 1:10 with Lucas Giolito on the mound. That's a 1:10 start right here on the home of the White Sox, ESPN 1000. The Bears have filed paperwork to begin the demolition of the Arlington International Racecourse. This is a significant step in the eventual move to Arlington Heights. Jay Moore.
Welcome back to Cap and Jay Hood Experience. Weekdays from 7 to 10 on Chicago's home for sports, ESPN Chicago.
Captain Jay Hood with you until 10 o'clock, and then Bleck and Abdallah will come in. They'll be in for Greeny from 10 to noon. Then Carmen and Yurko from 12 to 12:30 right in the White Sox baseball. And the Sox take on the Twins. Waddle and Sylvie after the Sox. And then Bears Weekly with Jeff Joniak at 6 o'clock.
Tyler Aki at 7, and Freddie and Fitzsimmons from 8 to midnight right here on Chicago's Home for Sports, ESPN 1000. So glad you're with us for our Deal Breakers Thursday. We'll have Deal Breakers coming your way at 8:35. Eddie Olczyk on the Kentucky Derby at 9:35 right here on Cap and Jay Hood. We're going to talk a little bit about baseball, about showboating in baseball, a video you have to see. It's at ESPN 1000 right now on Twitter, so check it out, and then we'll discuss it momentarily as we go to Joey G in Melrose Park on ESPN 1000. Hey, Joey.
Our guy.
What's up, gentlemen? How are you?
How are you,
We're
Joey?
Wonderful.
Good. Hoodie, the Magic Camp up at the thing going, we're here to pray today for my 28-1 tickets. That I bet on the Jets.
Yes.
Now they're dropped down to 4-1. Because yes. Aaron Rodgers signed.
Pray for the Lions and the Jets. Thank you.
Since this furniture is here, I'm sorry. Since this uniform is here for a uniform change for you, priest.
A uniform, he says.
Well, a uniform change.
I put it in on Google. Does a priest wear a uniform? The answer is yes.
Vestments. Okay, they don't call it uniforms. Like, you know, like the 4 or 5 uniforms that the Cubs have or the Sox. It's not uniform. It's not what we call it in the faith.
Work garb.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous, Joey.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought it was off the air.
No, yeah, So what's in your world? What resonates with you the most, Joey, in Chicago sports? What are you thinking?
You know what I'm thinking? The Blackhawks.
What about them?
Well, I think they got a good start they got like 8 picks, don't they, so far this year?
They got a lot of picks, and Monday night is the lottery. That's when we'll find out if their tanking efforts worked.
So kind of like the Bears in a way, right? In some ways.
In some ways. I think the Bears are way farther along.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You're starting from scratch. That's the parallel.
That is correct.
Starting from scratch, trying to reimagine the franchise.
Correct.
And so that'll probably take a couple of years, right? Quicker in hockey than it is football?
No. The draft picks in hockey, in large part, don't make the impact as rookies that the football players do.
Unless they're stars, right? I mean, like,
yeah, the rare Patrick Kane who becomes Rookie of the Year,
yeah.
That's a rare one.
It is amazing that you and I were able to live to see arguably the best American-born player in the history of the sport that played in on home ice here.
Yeah.
And Patrick Kane.
He got drafted.
Mm-hmm.
2 nights later, I'm in the press room at Wrigley. And I'm waiting to do the post game. It's like the 6th inning. And I see this little kid in there. I didn't know who he was. And he's like, excuse me, am I allowed to use the soda pop machine right there to get something to drink? I said, yeah, is your dad calling the game for whoever they were playing? He's like, no. I said, who are you? What are you doing up here? I'm singing the 7th inning stretch.
Mm-hmm.
You are? Who are you? Patrick Kane. I was the number 1 pick in the NHL draft 2 nights ago.
Oh,
excuse me.
Nothing you could do about that, right?
Sorry about that. You just look like a child.
You know what? He was a kid.
Now,
to all of
now
us,
he's
right?
35.
That's insane.
Insane.
That is funny. Got shot or no shot coming your way at 8 o'clock. So we saw this highlight from Wander Franco from
who's
the Tampa
one of the
Bay
best
race.
Young players in the game.
So what do you think of what we saw there? A slick move where he makes a toss to himself and then gets the out over at shortstop.
Yeah, there's a ground ball up the middle just on the third base side of second base. He scoops it, flips it in the air, plucks it out of midair, and guns it over to first. And everyone, ooh, and odd. And I love bat flips. I think the showboating stuff is cool, some of it. Some of it. That was a jackass play. If he fumbles it and the ball falls off his hands, or he doesn't get the out and it costs him a ball game, a bat flip doesn't cost you a ball game. What he did last night, I guarantee you Kevin Cash is going to have speaks with him. Not again.
I'll address that coming up because I see it right in front of us, and we'll put that at ESPN1000 on Twitter for people to see it themselves. I have no problem with flair in baseball, but there's something to be said about this play. We'll talk about that showboating and whether or not that's a trigger for some in baseball that watch baseball. We'll get to that coming up. Don't forget, shot or no shot at 8 o'clock. We'll have deal breakers at 8:35 right here on Cap and Jay Hood.
You're listening to Cap and Jay Hood. Follow the show on Instagram at the Catman and at IGJ Hood. This is ESPN Chicago, Chicago's home for sports.
Captain Jay Hood here on ESPN 1000 and also on 100.3 FM HD2. Glad to have you aboard here on this Thursday. You know, I just find it very interesting how there's many fans and also pundits that will tell you how sports is supposed to be, the way it's fundamentally supposed to be. It's only got to be played one way. You know, I have no problem with excitement and fun in sports. Wander Franco was lucky that he got that ground ball, was able to spin it in his hand and still be able to throw it. It's a highlight that that a lot of people won't forget. And I don't have a problem with it because he didn't play for my team, one. But two, I don't have a problem with someone with a little flair in sports. This whole thing with basketball, where basketball only has to be played one way. You can't stare down your opponent. You can't stand over your opponent. All this thing. Don't you understand that sports, it's okay to be able to play with an edge and also be able to entertain? We sometimes forget that sports is, I don't know, entertainment. And that's exactly what Franco was doing, entertainment. Now, again, there's always that what if. What if he spun the ball in his hand and fumbled it, and then it becomes an error? Okay, so he's pulled out of the ball game. But that's not what happened. It's a cool play. Like, when people were upset about Javi Baez and the way he slid into home plate or slid into bases like he's sliding into bed at home, I didn't have a problem with that. Because it's okay to be able to have a little bit of jazz hands and a little entertainment because it's fun. Because sports is supposed to be fun. I will never be this person that will want to suck the fun out of sports. It's more than just the game. We know that there are parameters when it comes to the game. But when you are on the outside of it, having fun with it, I have no problem with that. It's entertainment after all.
Don't disagree that it's entertainment. Love the entertainment aspect, the Tim Anderson bat flip and hopping around the base. Awesome. Love all of it. The Wander Franco play, dumb. Dumb, 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 dumb.
It's dumb if you would have fumbled the baseball and that would have been an error and would have cost his team. No, not dumb. It was outstanding. When people call it dumb or have a problem with this, it's because they can't do that. Because they can't do something like what Wander Franco did. And not only did he have a great play at shortstop, but also helped the ball club with a home run yesterday.
Yeah, he's a great player. I love Wander Franco. I love watching him play. That play, I guarantee you he doesn't do it again.
I'm sure he won't.
His manager's going to go, Wander, you can bat flip. You can do back flips coming out onto the field. You can do anything you want to have fun. When we hit a ground ball or they hit one to you, make the play and don't put any French pastry on it. Period.
Little mustard on the hot dog, as they used to say back in the day.
That was mustard, sauerkraut, celery salt, the whole shooting match. Tomatoes, everything. Too much.
We just have to stop looking at sports like you must do it this way. You must be a robot. You must do it to the letter of the law. No. I'm sure that in Tampa, for the 11,000 fans that were there, they had to really enjoy that play, Shay.
Yeah, I think, see, what's interesting to me, I'm not mad that Wander Franco did it, but as a kid who grew up playing baseball in high school, every coach I've ever had would have strangled me if I tried that on the field, whether sure. I made the play or not. I would have gotten choked out and benched for even trying that. So that's like, you see Wander Franco do it. Danny just texted us, Danny Zetterman, our director of content, that he showed it to his son Avery, and Avery said, I'm going to try that tomorrow. And Danny lost his mind, as he should, because I
Danny's
wouldn't let
right.
my kid do this. Yeah. Wander Franco can do what he wants, but I wouldn't let my kid do this.
Yeah, he wouldn't let his kid do that, you know. But you know what? Who would do it? Danny, at that age. Absolutely, he would try it.
Danny Zetterman?
Absolutely.
No,
he would. He would try it. There's no question. Just to say that he did it, absolutely Danny would do it. And a lot of us that wish that we could would also do that as well to try it one time. And so, but again, it's just about entertaining the fans. That's what it is.
he saw, boy, this guy's lollygagging down the line. I got time to be able to spin it and be able to put it in my hand and still throw the guy out. The guy's not running hard down to first. Okay. How about a little of that? A little jazz hands. It doesn't bother me. There's a lot of things in sports that could bother me. That doesn't. And I think on top of that, the reason why is because it's not my team.
Right.
You imagine. Here's the thing. Tim would not do that. Tim Anderson would not do that play.
No.
Absolutely. And by the way.
And he loves to have fun.
His dramatic would be getting it done in the hole.
Right.
Deep in the hole and then trying to use that strong arm to throw somebody out over to first base.
Correct.
Your shortstop. Dansby Swanson wouldn't do that.
No shot.
Mm-mm. I think very few could, though. But that kind of thing, it's like, hey, you know what? That's a one-off. Never seen that before. And ultimately, why am I into sports? Why am I a sports fan? Because every day, if you watch closely, Cap, you can see something that you've never seen before.
Right.
Every day in sports, you can see something like, doesn't matter the sport. Like, wow, I've never seen that before. This is why SportsCenter still matters in 2023 with the not top 10 or the top 10, because you're looking to see plays that you've never seen before. That's something I've never seen before.
Correct. But people that are out there, people don't watch highlights. Yes, they do.
Yeah.
Stop.
So it doesn't bother me. It would have been even funnier, though, if he spins the ball and he's just like, hey, it just ate me up, man. That would have been the excuse. Yeah, Skip, it just ate me up. I was trying to throw the ball. It just slipped out of my hands.
He'd be like, yeah, no shot.
I know what you were trying to do. Don't ever. Remember that line in Major League, Jay Moore? Nice play, Hayes. Don't ever effing do it again.
It slid short of second base.
And right?
It slid, yeah.
When he caught the Willie Mays Hayes basket style.
Yeah.
Nice play, Hayes. Don't ever effing do it again.
Allowed in basketball. Allowed in football, especially with the celebrations in the end zone. The sack dance with Mark Gastineau back in the day.
I have no problem with any of that.
But there's a hard line with baseball that I think that's still a little bit behind. I mean, the bat flip is something that still is a problem. One of our guys at UIC, Charlie Zaccone, arguably the best player on the UIC baseball team, flipped his bat this past Saturday, a game I was calling. He was thrown out of the game and suspended for the next game.
For Zaccone. Flipping his bat?
Yep.
What did he do? Hit a home run?
Yep.
Hit a home run, flipped his bat, and he was suspended.
Yep.
That's stupid.
It happened. Charlie Zaccone got suspended.
By Coach McDermott?
No, by the league.
That's dumb.
College baseball.
That's just stupid.
But again, it wasn't so egregious that it offended the other team, because the other team didn't say anything. Bradley didn't say anything about it. That's who we played. But he got suspended the next game on Sunday because of that.
That's stupid.
312-332-ESPN is our phone number. Flo in Melrose Park on ESPN 1000 on Cap and J-Hood. Hey, Flo.
Hey, good morning, fellas. First and foremost, man, I listen to you guys every morning. Huge fan.
You're the best.
J-Hood, I love you, brother.
Thank you, brother.
I guarantee that when you go on your rant, I am tuned in as if nothing else in the world is going on, man. I wanted to call in real quick. I'll try and make it short. I come from a baseball family. I played baseball myself at one of the greatest high schools in the world, Lane Tech. Shout out to Lane Tech.
Yeah.
Everybody else
there you go.
I wanted to call and disagree with my buddy Kaplan, though. I don't think the play was a jackass play. I think that type of energy is so needed in the game of baseball today. Number one, I just real quick, I'll tell you, Wander Franco grew up in a place where having a baseball was a luxury. Mm-hmm. So the fact that this guy can play with the type of pizzazz that he plays with is transcending. And number two, I would call out any Cub fan, Kaplan, I know you're a Cub fan. I'd call out any Cub fan that has a problem with a flashy shortstop, because we just saw, you know, a couple of years ago, one of the flashiest shortstops. I'm not a Cub fan, but I am Puerto Rican, so I
always
follow bias. And some of the things that he's done, I still see kids when I coach high school, college, and travel games, I still see kids trying to mimic it. So I'm looking forward. I hope it doesn't blow a game for a young man. But I'm looking forward to the next shortstop that tries to make that play up the middle, flip it to themselves, and holds the kid at first base. I want to see the celebration from the team, because that's exactly what we're going
to
see.
And let me ask you something, Flo. Kid does it. Kid does it. They hit it to short to the White Sox. Tim Anderson tries it, fumbles it. That guy comes around, scores, and you end up losing a ball game. You'd be like, okay, you want a bat flip. You want a moonwalk around it. I don't care. It's cool. Make the damn play.
Watch it. Shot or no shot in two minutes.